SATCOM attacks, hijacking antennas, and frying electronics in PC World by Max Eddy on August 10th. At the Black Hat Conference in Las Vegas, a researcher showed just how many satellite communication systems used in commercial aircraft, ships, and military installations were susceptible to cyber attacks. Las Vegas. In 2014, Ruben Santa Marta presented a talk at Black Hat that outlined potential vulnerabilities in satellite communication systems, SATCOM. 4 years later, Santa Marta returned with some sobering news. His proof of concepts from 2014 were far more conservative than the truth. In the course of his research, he found the GPS coordinates of military SATCOM satellites, botnets on boats, and aircrafts in flight that were remotely accessible from the internet. Along the way, he discovered that it's possible to weaponize hijacked SATCOM systems. Santa Marta, principal security consultant at the security company IOActive, previewed his talk earlier at Black Hat. He revealed his broad conclusions and outlined some of the consequences his attacks could have. He didn't reveal the full scope of the vulnerabilities until later in the conference. The issues Santa Marta found were serious enough that he and his colleagues have withheld some information until vendors and relevant government agencies are able to implement mitigations or fixes. Santa Marta also stressed that while his research involves commercial aircraft, after working with industry and regulatory agencies, he determined that it was impossible to affect the safety of aircraft, even in flight. But don't worry, it's still scary and exciting. Hacking a moving target that's also flying. Santa Marta has a background in attacking SATCOM systems, but the story of his research goes back a year ago to when he took a flight from Madrid to Copenhagen. The airline offered free Wi-Fi, so Santa Marta did what any good researcher would do. He fired up Wireshark and started looking at the traffic on the public network. I noticed I was receiving some random scans from the internet on my computer, which seemed awfully odd considering he was at least 10,000 feet above the ground. It seemed like these airplanes were directly accessible from the internet. Back on the ground, Santa Marta confirmed his suspicions. A quick search on Shodan, a research engine for devices connected to the internet, pulled up several airplanes currently in the air. I was able to verify that the fleets from Southwest, Norwegian, and Iceland Air were exposed to the internet, he said. It's crucial to note that these systems are only in operation when the plane is in the air. They're disabled on the ground. Santa Marta noticed that several of the devices he was seeing were from connected device and managed network provider Hughes. In 2014, I discovered several backdoors in Hughes products, he explained. When I saw this product was from Hughes, it was suspicious. Indeed, he found several backdoors that allowed him to gain deep control of the SATCOM system, letting him read and write to memory and install arbitrary firmware. What Santa Marta discovered was a major security risk, but not a risk to the safety of the aircraft. From the ground, he was able to access many onboard systems, including the in-flight Wi-Fi. That meant he could potentially attack and compromise crew and customer devices connected to the Wi-Fi. He wasn't, however, able to gain access to any safety systems like pilot communication or navigation. However, there were other threats. Santa Marta found an Internet of Things, IoT, botnet attempting to install itself on the plane. Clearly, he said, this botnet didn't expect to find itself on an airplane and wasn't successful. It wasn't the last botnet Santa Marta would come across. Going military. After his success with commercial aviation systems, Santa Marta turned his attention to military SATCOM systems. The results were not encouraging. I found military SATCOM systems exposed to the internet, and these had a GPS unit attached, he said. Worse, some of these systems were located in conflict zones. Being able to reach military systems from the internet is very bad, but being able to determine the precise location of that system is even worse. Unfortunately, this problem is not completely fixed, said Santa Marta. I'm not providing further details until we are sure it is completely mitigated. Maritime mayhem. By far, the most vulnerabilities Santa Marta discovered were in the maritime sector. Here, he focused on Intellian SATCOM systems. Things did not bode well when he went to the company's website looking to download a copy of the firmware and discovered that their Amazon S3 buckets were completely exposed. That turned out to be reflected in the company's SATCOM systems, which were chock full of backdoors, insecure protocols, and buffer overflows. You can get root in hundreds of ways, so that's no problem, quipped Santa Marta. Many of these SATCOM systems were accessible from the internet. There are dozens, hundreds of antenna control units exposed, he said. As with the commercial aircraft, these devices were already under attack. It was worse, he said. In this case, it was already exposed to the Mirai botnet, said Santa Marta. They were using an insecure password that was implemented in the botnet. On stage with Santa Marta was one such maritime SATCOM system. To demonstrate the kind of control he was able to exert over these devices, Santa Marta had the communications dish mimic the movements he made on screen while playing a game about shooting Nazis. Unlike the other vendors and agencies Santa Marta and his team worked with, the maritime sector was less responsive. We were able to contact Intellian, he said. We can presume that these systems are still vulnerable to attack. Frying skin and electronics with SATCOM. Any system connected to the internet when it doesn't need to be is bad, but SATCOM systems offer unique opportunities. An antenna is just a way to expose or transmit radio frequencies, which is electromagnetic energy, explained Santa Marta. If he could increase the output, it would be possible to turn the transmitter into an offensive weapon. We have the ability to transmit whatever we want to control the antenna positioning, he said. Exposure to high levels of electromagnetic EM radiation has consequences for both humans and electrical systems. We can potentially burn people, or we can potentially create a malfunction in electrical systems, Santa Marta explained. Looking at pictures of antenna placement on cargo and cruise ships, he theorized that compromised antennas could be used to burn passengers or crew and potentially cripple critical shipboard electronics. Proving it is another matter. Broadcasting outside of certain frequencies can get you in trouble with regulatory agencies, which is a big problem. However, Santa Marta found the equations used to calculate the operational ranges of these devices on the FCC website. Using these, he was able to mathematically model antenna performance and conclude that, indeed, these antennas could be pushed beyond their intended output. There are supposed to be software blocks to prevent this, but Santa Marta evaded them easily. That's not the case for commercial aircraft, however. Because of government regulations, there's a required distance between aircraft at airports. At this distance, there is no risk for the safety of people or instruments, explained Santa Marta. Part of this is because high-powered radio antennas have been used in airports for decades. They have been exposed to high-intensity radio frequencies for years, Santa Marta said. They have developed the compensating controls and the mitigation for any kind of problems with RF attacks. Aircrafts are designed with this in mind. The regulatory level that the aircrafts comply with is higher than the electrical field we can achieve, says Santa Marta. According to our figures, according to the input we have received from the industry, we concluded there is no safety risk for the aircraft. Even if we consider we have compromised hundreds of antennas and we are pointed at the aircraft, we should be safe, he said. Santa Marta did mention that a scenario with multiple compromised SATCOM systems could have another target, the satellites themselves. As we control hundreds of these SATCOM terminals, it is possible to perform a disruption attack against a satellite transponder, he said.